the For All event. For All is for all, as in it has to be for everyone. And one of the best stories from this event is from this band called TSD. I would be really happy if I'm able to pronounce this correctly. But since I'm not, the band will pronounce it correctly for you. And you can hear this lovely interview we had with this band at the venue itself. And all these four boys, they seem to be a little bit shy on the microphone. But of course, that's understandable because they're playing for the first few times. And they've given us their story. Now, how these guys got connected with this event is a very, very important situation that needs to be spoken about. So these guys are more rockheads and more hardcore into metal and things like that. And when I met them, it was at the Loop 15 at one of the house bars. And I was introduced to them by Carl Schwaj, this person who organizes the Pleroma Festival every year. And these guys had played for this festival. The point that Carl told me was, look, you can use these guys. They are very nice people and they have some nice music talent as well. Just that they are a little bit hard. So I don't know how that works. When I spoke with them, I told them, look, metal and hard rock does not come for all. Is it all right if you can alter your music senses or your music output for this particular day only, possibly, that's November 17th, so that it can become for all, so your music can be accepted by all, and not just the few who listen to loud and metal music? The best part was they actually not only agreed, but they sent me back a mail saying, yes, we will do this. And if you had to listen to them at the concert, you would know that these guys did put in their effort to make it possible for all. So here's their story. And this is a small interview with four of their band members. There was a band member who was not available at the beginning. So his solo interview, a Malaysian guy, in fact, has been done at the end of this. So you now get to hear TSD, the first four band members, and then you get to hear the last band member. And here's how it goes.
Here we go. Troch Storum Dirtual. Am I saying it correct?
No.
please, can you say it correctly?
Yes, it's Trotz Störung Durchfall. Yeah, isn't it?
Trotz Störung Durchfall.
What does it mean? Like,
It means despite disturbance dialing.
Despite disturbance dialing?
Yes.
As in dialing despite disturbance?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because that usually changes context in the German sense and the English sense. The verb is put at the end. But that's one of the reasons why the Deutsch language is very, very polite. Because you have to wait till the person finishes the sentence, and at the end of the sentence you hear the verb. So you understand what the person is saying till he finishes, and then you start your thing. In English you can actually cut people through. The moment the verb comes, I know, blah, 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 blah. But, so, how did your guys become a band? Anybody can start, I guess. How old are you as a band?
2, 4, 3 years, but Michael and me played a lot of time before. We started with 16 in a small chicken house. and then later on, Christoph came to us.
Yeah, that's me.
So, like, what were you doing in this chicken house? Can you explain again? just to get things right. Many things in the chicken house.
Es war der Hühnerstall meiner Oma.
Yeah, no. You can speak in Deutsch and she's my translator. So Alex, she's...
I'm going to try.
She's not going to try. Her name is Alex. Don't believe her. Keep saying, I'm going to try, I'm drunk, I'm this. But her name is Alex. Guys, she's very confusing sometimes, but that's why only I will be talking to her. But yeah, please go ahead in Deutsch or however you I understand.
Yeah. Wir haben Musik im Hühnerstall meiner Oma gemacht. Da gibt es ja auch so ein Lied, irgendwie so ein Hühnerstall. Meine Oma fährt im Hühnerstall Motorrad. Dann haben wir da halt komische Musik gemacht.
Das ist hier Punk, oder?
Punk, viel Punk.
Yeah, the only music you can play without knowing to play the instrument.
Punk.
Punk.
Nice. You will remember this one. Enter the next punk band. how you do it, huh? But yeah, so okay, it started with you. First, let's do also one more thing. Let's each one give an introduction so the listeners finally understand who's speaking what. Okay, so I basically first met Christoph. Mm-hmm. And I basically met Christoph at the Lou 15.
Yeah.
Because I got introduced to you by Karl.
Yeah.
Karl Schwarz. And Karl Schwarz, of course, is the organizer of Pleroma Festival. And your guys played there, and that's how he connected me. So, like, just give me a small profile on your name and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So also what I'm doing, or?
Your name and your profile.
Okay. So, my name is Christoph Gebele. I'm playing electric guitar in the band. And, yeah, I think, like, 4 to 5 years ago, I started playing with these guys.
45 years ago?
No.
4 to 5 years ago.
Something about that, yeah.
And so, you've been playing in the band, but before this, what was your situation?
I learned playing guitar with a teacher, basically, and just played music for myself. And, yeah,
your influences? What were your influences? Like, what music would you listen to, rather?
Mostly metal music, like hard music.
Hard music?
No.
Hard music.
Okay. Heavy, I guess is the right word.
Some people will call it hard music. Like, they really love metal. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can't say that to the whole world because they understand something else.
Yeah, I think also Jimi Hendrix was something I heard back in that day. Yeah, these two. The bigger influences in that time.
I'm Michael and I play the electric guitar too. What else to say, my influences were also Jimi Hendrix, a little bit of Buckethead.
Nice. You mean the electronic Bucketheads?
The
electronic group Bucketheads. No?
The guitarist Buckethead.
Okay. And then what was your, you joined this band from where? Because like I already got to know a little bit.
I joined from beginning. Frieda asked me if I want to play with him. And so I did without knowing to play the guitar, and we grew in each other.
And this was how long ago?
2010.
Okay. So your guys have been a band as the TSD, okay? You've been a band as TSD for how long?
Now about 3 years in this formation.
Two years.
Between 2 and 3 years.
Yeah.
So after I ask you your name and what you play and Frieda, then you can also tell me which bands came together to finally make TDS. Yes. So?
Yes, so my name is Henry, I'm the bass guitarist of Trotzstörung Durchfall. I started with Michael and Frieda, a punk band, about 8 years ago.
Wow.
Im Hühnerstall.
Hühnerstall.
Then I lost the guys, I moved, didn't see that so much. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, we started in another formation with a rapper and made something new stuff. But I still play bass like punk, so I never really learned it.
Nice. So I mean, it's all coming from within, looks like. It's not just coming from any technical strict background or something of that sort. Like, you know, like, I think King, have you heard of the band called King Crimson? They were the guys, they were the guys to influence Pink Floyd to become a band, actually. So but they were classical guitar players who were classical players for many years, and then they just came together and they would do lots of drugs and play. So like, this is something else on the other side, where you're just playing on the heart and you're not even feeling the technicality more, but you're feeling the instrument more than the technicality somehow. And sometimes they call it punk, yeah.
But then, my name is Frieder, I'm the drummer and the singer of the band Trotz Sturm Durchwahl. I'm 24 years old and play for about 10 years drums. And always singing because kids are singing and yeah. So
now let's start with the farmhouse where you started first. So just to trace the history of this band, we need to figure out who started first. And you began with you at the farmhouse.
Yeah.
And this was about 10
chicken years. House.
The chicken house. Yeah. I was trying to use farmhouse. But yes, chicken house.
Chicken house.
Chicken house. And then you all played, and then you joined?
Yes.
So when you all three were together, do you all have another name? Or when you all two were together, did you all have another name? Or
yeah, there was another name. The first name was Terror Regime. This was the punk band.
Okay.
We play 1 year together, maybe. 1.5 years. Then maybe one.
Sell up Pedro.
Then yeah, but then we played with Christoph and Michael. We play 1.5 years together with the name Gustav H. Or a lot of names, but
no. I mean, we would like to know the names. That's the funny part.
That's only nice. Yeah, that's the name. And later came a rapper to us and. We became C'est Lapidor. This was double time rap mixed with psychedelic rock band sound.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very hard for the head. Yeah. Yeah. So much.
Hard for the head.
Hard for the head.
And you think what you guys are playing is not hard for the head of the people? Man, no. I'm just asking you, know, if you already think it's hard for your own heads. Okay, we're going to break it down. But actually, we played a couple of songs of yours on radio from the ones that you gave us, and it was really nice. It was definitely not hard.
Okay.
And most of my friends really liked it. And I think today is also going to be a good day. But what we need to just trace is the history of the band. So we already traced what each of you guys are doing, Baba, and then where each of you guys came from. So how did you then finally join and become TDS?
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that's missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically I met Michael at my school, which was like back in 2009, I think. Then I finished school and like half a year later, like I think the beginning of 2012, maybe it was, I started to come to the rehearsal room and yeah, we just jammed a lot and just hung off.
So, where is the rehearsal room?
It's in Boomeringen.
Boomeringen?
Yeah.
But you guys are basically from where? In Tübingen? More or less?
No, more from the village. No, mm-hmm. No one is from...
Okay.
And one member is not here.
Yeah,
we have a awesome keyboard player, which is called Franken. He's from Malaysia, and he's a doctor, becoming a doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
Studies.
He's the first guy
medicine.
I met. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then is he's coming later.
And he's coming later to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
At 11 o'clock.
Okay. Nice.
And he lives in Hissing.
So all you guys are from the Kreis of Tübingen.
Yeah.
And. Now I want to figure out what made you guys play for today's show, because I was introduced to you guys and I was told, okay, these guys play a little bit of a harder sound.
Mm.
But I see that you all are very enthusiastic, and I can think of your mail, that you mailed me saying, hey man, let's try something new. So what made you guys play for a show like this? Is there something? that was okay, let's try something new.
Kind of.
Have you all made something new?
We made a new set list, but our last one was 2 hours long.
Okay.
And we took just the best of it, and with most of the variation we could come up with.
But would you like I actually sent your guys a mail and said that hey, maybe y'all can become a little bit lighter. So have y'all worked on something like that?
Yeah, we leave out some songs
which are more heavy.
Yeah.
So how do you picture people from other countries coming here to Deutschland opening up to music like yours?
Can you repeat it? Like,
yeah, I mean, there are, like, one of the reasons of this concert is it's an intercultural fest, and it's to bring people together. And this is the first time that I'm introducing something as heavy as Red-Eyed Rick, who's playing down, and you guys as well. But I see this is also about integration. This project, 2 News International, that is doing this whole thing is all trying to get people to integrate. So I do understand that the Syrians, when they come here, like there will be 3 bands playing their style of music, the Arabic style, you know. But punk is big in Germany. So is the nuances of metal, etc., hard, you know. So I was wanting to let them integrate also with the music a little bit. You see. So do you see this happening?
Maybe like one thing that pops up in my head is basically how we made up the set list. So basically you have like some lighter songs in the beginning, and like towards the end it gets more crazy, or as you said,
harder.
Yeah, harder and like more enthusiastic.
We play one reggae song.
Yeah.
We play funk stuff.
Nice.
We don't play so much funk or so much metal. It's mixed rock. I always say we play psychedelic rock, rock mixed with jazz and metal and all between.
I think at a Roma festival we were introduced as spheric jazz rock, which I think is also appropriate.
But that's the whole point. That's what did you say? Spheric what?
Spheric jazz rock.
Spheric jazz rock.
Yeah.
If you were to use that in a context for listeners, that can be for a festival like Pleroma. For this sort of a thing, when people are coming from the Arabic music culture and belly dance and stuff like this, you know, it also needs to be seen that these people also need to understand your music. That is one of the reasons I called you all today, to be able to fuse in. So, do you all have any idea about the music from their side of the fence? Like, have you ever played music which is Arabic?
Which is what?
Arabic music. Have you ever played Arabic music or Turkish music?
I play a lot of percussion, for example, dumbek. It's an Arabic drum.
Yeah.
And I try to sing like Arabic, but I don't know. It's just like copy.
But because that means it is also interesting, I guess, for you guys.
Yeah.
What about you?
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
Is music from another country interesting to you?
Yes, of course. It's interesting how the different cultures have different music styles. But it's every time interesting to hear some new stuff.
Good. Maybe you can tell us finally how you feel about the music which is playing right here, because these guys are going to be playing inside. They're practicing to play like in 1 hour's time here inside. So you could probably give us a little bit of insight. But is there anything else you want to say about music getting people together? Because the whole theme of this is that. And I'm very happy that you guys are accepting this in such a nice way, and even trying to bring it light, make your sound light, play some other style, so people can fuse in and understand your music also.
Yeah.
Then when they become fans of you, then you can get louder, and then you know, voice can go wild, etc. You know, but but is there anything else you would like to say? Anybody you would like to thank? You can say what the fuck you want to say. Huh? It doesn't really matter. In Deutsch, English, Arabic.
Yeah, I think we definitely have to thank Karl Schwarz for letting us play at Peroma, and also he basically made the opportunity to play at this show today. And this is very, very helpful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Famous last words?
Yes, thanks for letting us play. We do our best.
Brother?
I overthink.
Us. Yeah, I mean, we don't really have to say something if we don't have anything to say. It's not
a, yeah, yeah, I'm very happy for the food. And the house is also good. And the kids was fun. Were funny with the drums and
yeah. Yeah, what did you think of the drummers job and the kids playing the drums?
Yeah, and it was funny. I hope they play more time, so they practice more, because it's important for music to stay in and try.
Nice one. Like we all try and try. Anyways, thanks a million.
Yeah.
Hasta la vista, and we see DDS time. And we listen to DDS more often from now onwards.
And
one is just give us a small introduction as to what's your name and where you're from and this bit first.
Alright, okay. So I'm gonna start with my name. So my name is Franken Lu.
Okay.
I come from Malaysia.
Okay.
Since 6 years ago, and yeah, and I have been here in Germany to study.
Okay.
And 4 years ago, I came to Tübingen and I started my medicine, human medicine studies. So 2 years ago is where I meet the band, and then on the same night, I became one of the member. Like then we started to play together ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
what was this night that you met?
Again?
When did you guys meet again?
2 years ago.
No, and what was the occasion?
At the guitarist's home, where he had a cellar, where we always practiced there.
Okay.
Every Saturday, like, yeah, and it was actually really funny because it was everything really spontaneous, because one friend of mine, a mutual friend of us, says like, hey, I'm going to this guy guitarist friend. Would you want? He had like a bunch of instruments. Would you want to come over, like, go there and have a look?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, why not? Like, it's spontaneous. Then I just went there, and then we started. Like, I went there, and he's like, hey, I have a keyboard. You play keyboard, right? Yeah. And I said, yeah. Then let's jam. Then we started jamming, and then we found like, okay, well, we can like we have some chemistry, and then he asked like, do you want to come to our practice? Like, the next one is Saturday. Then I was like, okay. I thought he was like joking, but then I decided to come. And then since then, we are like playing together and starting to make new songs and stuff like that, which is really funny for me. Like, yeah.
What was your music education background with this? Like, back in Malaysia, you were playing the piano. How
yes.
did you start? When was the first time you ever played?
Oh, I start music with violin and piano together, but both are classic. And I start
classical.
Like classical music, both violin first, mm-hmm. and then piano.
Okay.
At the age of 8, I guess. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
8. Yeah. So I had like a private teacher there, and because I am one of the family that interested in music,
okay.
so my mom decided to say, "Oh, okay, let's give him music lesson and see how." And then at first I was like really love it. I love music, and then play. And at some point I felt like, okay, classical is so difficult, and I start to like regret. And sometimes my mom said, "Now you already started it. You have to not stop. You know, when you start something, just do until the end." So I was like, okay, I'm practicing and crying classic pieces, some hard pieces and stuff. But then later I found like I changed a good piano teacher, and she showed me a different aspect that music is not just about practicing all alone, like technical, but also like different aspects like emotion, and you can, if you have good technical, you can bring out more. It's like the better a language you can, the more details you can express yourself. Same with music. And that's like one of my tools where I really, when I'm not feeling like talking, then I express myself with music. And since then, I really, really love music.
Nice.
Yeah. And yeah, I was classical background, had classical background. And then when I came to Germany 6 years ago, I didn't have the possibilities to practice on a classical piano because it's different.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was a time where I met this band, and then playing on keyboard. At first, like, obviously they are playing different things. They play rock, metals and stuff. And I was like, okay, I can play classical, and that's it, chords. I don't know how to improvise and stuff. And then I was starting to learn, like, okay, there's different aspects from music as well. And then I started to learn how to improvise and hear, listen, talk to them a lot, like ask them, hey, what you think about the music, like rock, there are different genres, and metal, there are different genres, and there are funk, oh, there are blues and stuff like that. So I was like really another world kind of in my music. World is like slowly expanded. Then I was like, okay, so I know nothing, and I really want to play with them and jam with them. But then I started to hear like different kind of genre and listen and feel it. Yeah, and that's where I... Yeah.
And ultimately, like you're saying, it's expression. When
it's
you're
expression.
Good with your technique, you can express also.
Exactly, exactly.
It's just your technique was already there, you just had to feel the new music and the new
rhythm.
And
exactly, rhythm. Exactly.
And then it was easier to express, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
I found a new way to express, like, with them. And then I found, like, new problems, like, okay, before this I used to play like solo classical, but then now I'm in a band, which means that I have to communicate with them.
Yeah.
I have to bring them, because they play like 8 years ago, they've been together a long time. But then I found that, okay, we are a band, we should learn how to look at each other body language and work on our teamwork, as in, because if you play in a band, it's different than when you play solo, because when you play solo, you can set your tempo by yourself, you can play really loud by yourself, and you can express yourself as you will. But if you are a band, then there are different frequencies, there are different kind of harmony and stuff, and you have to work with other four. So everyone is like taking turns. So I explain to them how, you know, it's like a conversation.
Yeah.
One takes turns, one plays solo and stuff like that.
It's funny because today you're the second person. Actually, the third person was saying, yes, playing music is actually more of a conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It's just another art of expression.
Yeah.
For me, music is a universal language. No? Like today, for all culture.
Only for you? I think it's for all.
Yeah, for everyone, it's universal.
That was what the concept of this event was. It was, in fact, very impressive because, like, your guys are more of a harder rock band, as what I was given to understand. But when I met Christoph, I told him, hey, look, man. When you play metal, it's a type of genre, but that is not for all.
Yes.
And we are trying to get something which is for all. So will it be possible for you guys to tone a little bit for everyone? You know, like keep the elements of the same and be able to still tone down a bit. I mean, at the most, what people not really like so much is the harder elements of sound. So maybe you can extract those out a little bit. And I was very, very happy with the mail that Christoph sent me. He's like, yeah, man, let's try this, like, you know. And today, you guys were something else totally.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You guys definitely are not a... You saw the response. I don't have to say it.
Yeah.
You saw the response.
You
were asked to play for the next 1 hour at least. I mean, you were not the only guy. So the previous band were also asked. And somehow, everybody was very happy with them. They were another band altogether. They were a Balkan...
Yeah,
Turkish
I saw that.
Music
band. I was there as well.
So the whole point was about diversity, but it was for all.
Yeah.
You know, be prepared for the difference type of thing. So how did you feel playing for such an event? Being able to turn a little bit and fit into the event thing?
First of all, I think like our band has like, to me, had different kind of aspect, like you say. Like we play...
Expectation.
I mean, elements.
Okay.
We could play different kind of elements. Yeah, I think that shouldn't be a problem that we tone down or
yeah.
what you would like to say.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's also really good for us because we are really young, as a young band, and we like to expand, like, you know, in different kind of directions.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
of course, metal is one region,
yeah.
but we also can like do different kinds of region, and that's for us will be an expand of experience and of yeah.
I think it's you guys as a very good psychedelic rock band, chill out stage playing environment also, you know, because that's really nice. I mean, there's something on violent relaxation also, you know, but not like on a very extreme level. Even sometimes when you tone down from after a party or something, you play
yeah.
something nice and melodic like how you played. Super, super.
Yeah.
So how was your feeling of the performance today?
I feel really happy about it.
Yeah.
Like obviously we are getting better and better. Like from experience, I can feel it. Of course, there are more to us that we need to improve as well.
Yes,
which
always.
It's all yeah.
But today, what do you think?
Today, I think it's I was quite satisfied from all our overall performance.
Nice.
Like I'm really impressed by my bandmates, and it's
nice.
Really good.
Nice. I'm impressed too, and believe me, lots of other people were impressed, and you know that you saw that.
Yeah.
So there's nothing left to prove here. We're just like looks like it's working for everyone.
Yeah,
it's working for all.
Well, I feel really happy that everyone's enjoying it, but still, like, of course, I will always think about like how can we be improve, you know, improve.
I mean, this must be giving
that.
You. This must be giving you the
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Also.
A motivation,
yeah.
Like, that's why I find like really happy that those who came here to support us.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that they come because we are not playing music for them. Only
yeah.
we are there to play music, entertain everyone, but their presence actually are also reflecting back what we are giving them, so it's like really bereicherung. So I like this word, like we enrich each other.
Nice.
That way, so yeah, I'm really happy, like
good one.
No.
super duper yahoo.